Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Almore.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And we're doing a Virgo new moon spectacular. So God exactly. only knows what we're being very un-Virgo right now. We're going off the cuff. We're not planning. Right?
What was I doing as I was falling asleep last night, writing my Saruman for the moonule tonight? And that is part of what I was writing about the astrology. Why is this Virgo new moon different than other Virgo new moons? First and foremost, because it's Happy Rosh Hashanah. Happy New Year, Jews. What this Virgo season is really setting us up for is not like perfection. Today, Mercury is stationing direct and Venus is now direct. This Virgo season is asking, can you, like, our new definition of perfect actually moving forward is going to be not that you've like made the perfect plan and can execute it or that you're doing everything right. It's that as we move into even more chaotic times, we truly have the inner clarity to trust ourselves in every moment, not to future project, not to go too far into the past, but like in a chaotic time space period, can we just trust ourselves to show up perfectly for that moment, even if we haven't pre-planned anything? The work has been done. We are now Virgo perfect as we are if we simply rely on trusting our instincts, and like self-love really is in many ways like not self-flatulence, or maybe flatulence is the wrong word.
Flatulence, that's farting.
Don't fart your life away, folks, with thinking about with analysis paralysis or like getting a bunch of friends' opinions before you do something. Trust yourself.
Okay, so that is, I can't believe how we're so in sync every single time, because that reminds me a lot of like me getting bangs this week.
I was thinking it when you posted that. I was like, wow, you know, some, if you were to Google astrology or, you know, hear some reading online, you might go, but it's still Mercury retrograde. Like, and so many planets retrograde, like I should wait. No haircuts during, not true. No, retrograde periods are actually where you're the most in touch with your intuition. And especially for you, This new moon is in Virgo. Your south node is in Virgo, right near this new moon. This is actually you really recognizing and now planting new seeds moving forward, now that we have this very clear, like now we have tangible proof that despite the fear and the space, nothing during retrogrades, that actually you know what's best for you. And when you just go, yeah, you know what, I want this. I mean, when you did the poll,
the people that shouted the loudest in the poll were the ones who abstained. It's because here's the thing. Whenever I ask my friends in real life, should I get bangs again? They always say no. And I'm like, but I like having bangs.
You can do bangs and not everybody
Thank
can.
You. I love it. It's very girly and 60s. Like I love it. And I don't know why everyone else doesn't seem to like it, but whatever. I grew them out for my wedding and now they're back.
I miss them personally.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But so I went against what everyone told me to do, because like so many of my trusted advisors were like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. My mom was like, don't do it. Also, I'm in the third trimester of being pregnant. You're not supposed to make big decisions at this time. It's like kind of like being newly sober or something, but I did it and I don't care. And do you know what? For some reason, whenever I have bangs, I feel a lot more in touch with my Pisces rising, Pisces north node side.
That makes so much sense to me. And because it's like whimsy. and yes. arty. And it's an artistic choice. That's the thing, right? Pisces rising, at best, you make forward-facing, intuitively driven artistic choices, whether it's how you're presenting as a person or what you're going to focus on. When you actually, you know, what did you just say? Like, you know, you're not supposed to do anything in your third trimester pregnancy. Actually, in this new moon in Virgo, I invite us all to throw your whole list of supposed to's into the disposal and actually what you're supposed to do at any time, any place, when the spirit moves you, is go, if it's a hard yes, it's yes. And yeah. trust yourself. That's now what you're, how good this hair looks is now forevermore all the proof you need to prove, or not, hold on, that's a dumb thing. All the proof you need to trust yourself completely, despite the shoulds. There's no shoulds. In every moment, you trust yourself, listen and respond, yes, and I'm getting bangs, and I'm pregnant. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Because here's the thing. Bangs,
they were all wrong. Everybody that you asked was wrong.
Yeah, and bangs make your face look wider, and my face is wider. And I said, whatever, let's lean in.
Right, like lean into what is. So don't fight the moonlight. If your face is wider, let's get the haircut that actually supports a wide face.
And here's the thing. It doesn't support a wide face, but my face will get skinnier. And then I'm going to be even more of a slay when I lose the baby weight and I have bangs. Wow. But also, when you have bangs, when you put your hair up.
I take back what I said about not planning. I take back what I, that's a plan if I ever
I did plan. It is plan, yeah.
That's a good plan. That's an off the beaten path plan.
Yeah, when you have bangs and you have the little cute pieces on the side, you know.
Love.
And you put your hair up in a ponytail, it looks like you did your hair. It looks so much cuter. And if you don't have bangs and you just put it up, it just looks like, oh, I'm cleaning a toilet.
Wow,
so,
right. What a genius, like, new baby in the house hairstyle, like effortless chic.
Yeah, like you can look like you did something, even if you didn't. But okay, that's enough
amazing.
About me.
Amazing.
What? Well, actually, I also want to say Virgo season's over in a week. So I'm trying to keep this baby in until that ends because I would like her to be a Libra. It seems like a less stressful existence. No shade to my Virgos, who I love so much. But like, I know you guys are going through it 24/7.
Okay, so great job with your hair. Now we do compliments first, criticism second. So part of what I think I'm saying that what we sort of have learned over the last, since Kobe died, essentially.
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, like, so the beginning of Kobe. Kobe died, and that was the beginning of, like, everything going to shit. That was the great conjunction. Yeah. Kobe died, all the men cried, and then we got the plague.
Oh, shit. Kobe died pre-COVID, like, a month
before. Right before. Yeah, he was the opening act.
Oh, my God. Okay,
the opener for COVID. I mean, honestly, though, huge credit to go out on to open for COVID. That's wonderful. And he would have hated COVID. He was a bit of a germaphobe. So anyway, you have no control over when the baby comes. In fact, if you actually believe in astrology, which obviously we do, we know that the child has already chosen their chart. Like, your child has a chart that it chosen is coming to be a part of the expression of. No matter what your human experience is, it's already written in the stars.
I know. And I will accept her if she's a Virgo. Obviously, I don't want her to be stressed out.
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
Virgo is not always stressed out. In fact, you as a South Node in Virgo would love to have a Virgo child because she would just be into this. You would go to mommy baby yoga and she would actually be nailing it.
We would go to the mommy baby spelling bee and nail it. Like, that's what Virgo is. That's what my Virgo South Node is, getting really bent out of shape about grammatical and punctuation errors. Like, that's,
if you had a Virgo, you would never even lose a moment of sleep about her spelling.
Yeah, but like, what has spelling gotten me in this life?
You are the culture editor of Newsweek magazine, and now we are honestly the greatest podcast that is slowly building in popularity day by day on planet Earth right now.
Slowly.
It's not about, look, Uranus, this whole Uranus cycle has taught us, it's not, there's no rush. There's no there. Like, the journey is the way.
I have the anal spelling skills. I have them. My dad is a Virgo. Yeah, he has them. What did it get us? Our electricity turned off. We need new skills in this family.
Listen, your South Node in Virgo, if you were to have a Virgo baby, just for the record, I also don't think you're going to have a baby this week, but I just want to say, when you have a South Node connection with your baby's son, it is a clear and present past, you would know that, you past life recognition. I know that baby. It would be like, really, remember when you talked to Spirit Baby later and you were like, Papa, are you there? And no one was there. Your baby, yeah. Papa's about to pop out of your vagina. Libra at the moment, because the South Node is in Libra, if your baby is born in Libra season, it is going to be born with a South Node conjunction. So either we're in Virgo season and the baby's sun is on your South Node, which means you guys really recognize each other. Almost like she could have been like a mother of yours from a past life, if that's the connection. Like, remember we were talking about like Ariana and all of her exes might have been mommy's, like South Node sun connections are powerful. But if your child has a sun South Node connection, it's neither good nor bad. But like, for example, Joe Jonas was someone with a sun South Node connection. And we were like, oh, so he came into this earth with like a very clear and strong remembering of who he is. But when your North Node is opposite your sun, it can be kind of hard because you're who you are is in many ways, like the old past life versions of who you are, who you were, is what you're also on a soul level here to move away from. So just because she's a Libra, it's not going to be necessarily easier. It's just a different cosmic task at hand.
I'm bullish on the Libra full moon. I feel like that's going to be
iconic, but that would be an eclipse.
I know. And babies are born on full moons a lot of the time because of the tide.
Yeah, and babies born during eclipses are here for, like, who's a great... Donald Trump was born during an eclipse.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a bad version. He didn't have a good mom. But, like, he is someone who is here on a fated mission. Like, if you have an eclipse baby, that baby is going to come in, like, here for a reason. And
that's cool.
Be a karma-changing... part of your family's line. So I just want to say, whether it's a Virgo or a Libra, both great.
Perfect. Okay. Sorry I'm making this face. This guy just dropped off. I ordered pumpkin from Amazon, like in a can, so I can make pumpkin muffins or something. And the delivery man who just dropped it off, like, had the worst BO. It was so bad. It's actually like lingering. And the box is near me, and I just feel like it, you smell it? Even Wait, Nick smells it.
The BO is on the box?
Yeah, this happens because these people here, they don't wear deodorant in Europe, Sarah. It's crazy. And then they like, I was hanging out with some of my friends the other day, and we were talking about BO, and they were all like, well, people can't help it if they have BO. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are they teaching you guys in school? Because yes, you can help it. It's called take a shower and put on deodorant.
Body odor can also be a good thing. It could be like a perfume you love.
No, or don't let them.
A deodorant them. You love. I'm just saying body odor doesn't need to be au naturel all the time. I love wearing my skin, but when I go out, I put on clothes.
Yeah, it's like, let's not smell bad.
Right. Let's have our body odor be so good.
And no one in this man's life is telling him, like, anyway. Okay. What do you want to talk about? Talk about something. I'm sorry. I'm being insensitive.
No,
being...
I actually have a lot of thoughts about that. I'm trying to stop myself because I'm like, don't even go down this rabbit hole, Sarah. Like, this is not the
is
Patreon.
Is it culturally insensitive of me to judge people who have body odor? Because in the U.S., it's a cultural thing. In the U.S., it's a huge faux pas to have body odor, whereas here in Europe, it's just a thing that happens.
I mean, what's the sinus situation over there?
That's what I don't get. Do you know what? It's crazy because they also talk so quiet that I'm like, what is the hearing situation? How do you hear each other?
I just figured it out.
What?
It's not that they're whispering and talking because they can or cannot hear each other. They're whispering because they're keeping their mouths like as closed as possible because they're actually, everyone's holding their breath when they're talking.
because everyone smells
so bad. Nobody actually wants to smell like, yeah. But no one wants to be rude, improper. So they want to say, hey, you're actually making this place smell like, you know, a boys wrestling match. So instead they're like, yeah, yeah. But ugh. They're really just holding back all that. They're just trying not to breathe politely.
You might be onto something.
Wow.
You really might be onto something. It's like the body odor thing is one of these things where shame works. Like if you're a kid, if you're a teen and you have body odor, everyone makes fun of you and you learn how to get rid of the body odor. And it's like, okay, no harm, no foul. Like, sorry you had to go through that. But guess what? Now you don't smell. So congrats, you know?
I'll tell you what, though, like, while in the United States, for the most part, everybody is pretty well washed and deodorized. What I do have a huge problem with is when, and I don't even know how to say it to people, and I'm pretty straightforward. Halitosis breath among my peers is rampant. And it's not like, there's a difference between like, hey, you have bad breath, pop a piece of gum. Versus there's a certain
institutional.
Yeah. Like when I'm in a cab and I can smell the cab driver's breath and he's facing forward and there's a partition, it's like something is not right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really, really bad.
Freaks me out. Like really freaks me out.
Do you remember when everyone made fun of Kim Kardashian because she said she can smell cavities?
I don't remember that, but I wish I would have stuck up for her. That,
yeah, me too.
That's what it is. Yeah. So
I did stick up for her. I can smell cavities. Yeah.
Same.
You can smell it when someone's breath is so bad that gum or a mint won't help because it's locked in there.
It's like, there's almost like an iron, something like there's a little bit of iron in the air.
Metallic.
Yeah. It's got a metallic. It's fucking disgusting.
I bought this friggin' pumpkin special. It's a product of the USA pumpkin because they're not as into pumpkin over here because I wanted to make muffins and now it's like I'm going to associate it with armpit now. Thanks a lot.
Get it? Well, no, unbox. Okay, well, let's make it. Unboxing's huge online. Let's make a fortune. Maybe get out of that box immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because we don't even know. We don't want to judge that. We don't want to judge the book by its cover. You know, inside it's going to smell like pumpkin.
It's going to be fine. Here's the thing about canned pumpkin. It's going to smell like nothing until I add all the spices. That's what's so funny about pumpkin.
I mean, if anything, when you open the box, it's going to smell metallic like halitosis.
Okay, let's talk about...
What a great button. I will say the last thing I read that I didn't even want to send to you because I don't even know if you're seeing this or not. I read an article, I believe it was page 6. So it is news that actually Americans are now erring more on the side of Apple than pumpkin spice this year, which I have no idea. I have no opinion on it, but I thought that was an interesting piece of news.
I am the president of the Catholic Girl Autumn Association. And
yeah. Oh, wow.
So I have a vested interest in making sense of this. So let me see what I can find.
On Rosh Hashanah, which is today, Shana Tova, Happy New Year, eat apples Rosh. And honey. That's how we sort of celebrate the sweetness of the year to come. In fact, my first actual addiction, like the first experience I had, I think I've said it on the pod
before,
right?
Apples are kind of Jewish coded. Why is that? Old Testament, duh.
Well, and also, you know, I mean, the teachers stole it from us. With the Jews or the teachers? No.
Love that. Okay, this is from New York Post, as you said. According to a modern retail trend report, pumpkin spice may seem to dominate the flavors and fragrance of fall, but some brands are seeing gains with apple alternatives. Okay. Some brands are seeing gains. That doesn't mean it's replacing or eclipsing pumpkin.
Okay.
It just means it's accelerating a little bit, but... it's not replaced. We can have, like, there's room for everyone at the table. Coexist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I like that. I like that. There's a lot.
To be honest, I've never been a pumpkin spice girl. I've always been apple, all apple, everything. Literally the first time that I ever had to face my addiction, like right away, the first time we had to dump any of my stash down the drain was when I was about, I would say maybe like 11 or 12. And I was like bottoming out on apple juice, and so much so to the point that I was like sleepwalking myself into the middle of my floor and just peeing on the floor, and like
the
I was
Exorcist?
chugging No, but yeah, but it was like, I would try to get to the bathroom, but I was like, for whatever reason, as I fell asleep, I would drink like an entire quart of Mott's. And I would have to sneak in. My mom would be like, it's sugar. Like, you can have some apple juice during the day. And I know we gave it to you when you were like a baby, but like, come on, you're 11 now. You're about to be 12. You're gonna get your period in 2 years. Like, enough with the fucking apple juice. And I just can't get enough. I love apple juice.
Wow. That's wild.
Still do, but we had to dump it. My parents found, because I was getting shamed. I'm a Lilith Rising. I do whatever the fuck I want. So, okay, I won't drink your Mott's. But I hit the store. I bought some juice boxes that my mom found under my bed. And we had to dispose of them. And my mother, you know, she's a funny one. Instead of actually like just throwing them in the garbage or cutting up, maybe for the sake of drama, she poked the hole with the tiny straw in all of them. And we pushed them out from the little hole into the toilet.
Oh, that's box satisfying.
Box by box.
That's really satisfying, don't you think?
Looking back now, it's an extremely funny way to like, she treated it like she caught me like with cigarettes under the bed at that age, like, or even now, like, it was like, smoke all of them. She's like, no, we will sit here and slowly push out the juice from every box and watch it splatter all over the seat and into the toilet, and you can kiss these juice boxes goodbye. You're busted. Because it like took a long time. It was, yeah, iconic move, Myra.
Yeah, that's really funny.
A very visceral way to, you know, I felt the lesson.
Yeah. It looks like they're selling a lot of pumpkin, like, dish towels and a clutch bag with pumpkins on it. Apple. It seems like Apple imagery is also going to be big this fall, which I kind of really like as well. It's very, very fun.
Okay, not to whatever patrons only inside joke, but like, you were ahead on that too, then, your book staff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Wow. What?
Join the Patreon to get that inside joke.
Yeah. Okay, celebrities and their trash. What is it that we're going to talk about?
Okay, so there's a lot of things that I want to talk about. The first thing, well, I don't know if we should start here. I'm actually curious because I didn't get a chance to read the article, but I do think it's sort of nice to hear when all is said and done. That Elon Musk headline you sent me is so good. Can you give me a too long didn't read summary of the Elon Amber confession? Because the way he said it was just right, and it made me laugh when I read it, but I haven't had a chance to read it.
So there's a book that I think we should read for sure. You can listen to it because I know that you prefer that.
I do prefer it, but especially if, so are we talking about Elon's book?
It's a book. It's a biography of Elon Musk.
Oh, it's not an autobiography.
No. And why would we read an autobiography of Elon Musk? It's just going to be like, I'm awesome and have a huge dick. It shoots emeralds out. You know what I mean? Like what? But this is
I have to take notes. I have many funny thoughts.
I don't know if it's authorized or unauthorized, but Elon did talk to the guy. The writer is Walter Isaacson, and
why do I know that name?
I don't know. He's probably a famous biographer.
Like, and
it says, this is the headline from Vanity Fair: Elon Musk was down bad for Amber Heard, according to new Musk biography.
I
just love it for her because I just think men. I she's got this Medusa like quality that just leaves men pissing their pants over her. You know what I mean? Like, she makes them crazy. And I love her. She's gorgeous. And this whole thing is about how they started dating. They reconnected when her marriage with Depp was circling the drain. They saw each other at the Met Gala in 2016, which was her most stunning appearance in history. Google it. She looks great. I don't care if you don't like her.
Didn't somebody else meet at that Met Gala? I feel like that was a big meetup.
It could have been the Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor and Joe. Great memory. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Another bangs queen.
So they had all these insane rich people dates. He joined her in Australia to film Aquaman. He told her that she reminded him of Mercy, his favorite character in the video game Overwatch, whatever the fuck that is. But this is the fun part. She spent 2 months designing and commissioning a head-to-toe costume so she could role play as that character for him.
Okay, yeah.
Just like, it's so funny. Well,
I mean, it is officially confirmed. Like, not only does she drive men wild, but she absolutely can fuck. Like, what a down ass chick. I love that.
I know. It's so funny.
That's awesome.
Musk's brother, Kimball Musk, called her toxic and a nightmare. He said she reminded him of his dad. One of the worst things a Musk brother could say about a person. Errol Musk.
Also really funny. Wait. Side note. Hold on real quick. Then going. But what a funny comment. He reminds me of our dad. It's like usually it's like, oh, she's just like our mom. What a funny, like,
I know
you're dating our dad, dude.
I know. Like, it's really funny. And you funny know, his dad, Errol, fathered a child with his stepdaughter.
Okay.
Whom Errol had raised from childhood. So it's a Woody Allen situation. That's Elon Musk's dad. So they broke up. Elon and Amber broke up in the summer of 2017. Musk entered into a period that Isaacson calls the most hellacious period of his life. It was because of the breakup and because of the Woody Allen situation. Musk calls it the most concentrated pain he'd ever felt. And 18 months of unrelenting insanity that was mind-bogglingly painful. But anyway, what else? Okay, Amber says they argued a lot, but they made up. She told the author. So Amber spoke to the author of this biography. We have got to read this book.
Yeah, I'm in. Is it out?
I think it's coming out this week.
Okay. Book club. Join the Patreon. I'm in. Let's book club. But that's fascinating. Very fun stuff.
Amber said, I love him very much. Elon loves fire and sometimes it burns him. And I just love that because Amber, you're the fire. You're the fire girl.
And she knows. And she knows.
She's nuts. I
love her. She's nuts. I love her. Yeah. And I also think she deserves this. Like, so Amanda, we had a request to discuss things that we thought in light of the Netflix Johnny Depp Amber Heard doc. I actually can say I can speak for Molly on this. We both didn't watch. I didn't watch. I know Molly was just sick of it. I didn't watch because I felt like I literally watched the entire trial in painstaking detail. Yeah. Like, what could you possibly tell me? But Amanda made some good points. She sold that I probably will watch it when this strike has got us all watching whatever. But I probably will watch it. But I will say, regardless of watching it, this is sort of a nice reward for Amber after that fucking hellacious time in her life, because it's like, who cares if they call you toxic and psychic? You already lost to Johnny in court for a dollar. But for Elon, the guy who like famously just kind of like fucks mad chicks and has babies with them, for you to be who he was hung up over is fucking the richest guy ever, is obsessed and hung up and brokenhearted because of you, and then is calling you out on like all of the actual dope chick things, ride or die shit you did for him. I feel like she deserves some credit and I hope she feels good about it. He wants me bad. He's got a bad for me or something.
Yeah, it said Vanity Fair headline was that he was down bad for Amber.
Down bad for her.
And let's be real, Johnny Depp was down bad for her as well. Like,
indeed he was.
Amber is like female dating Olympian. Like, we have to and Grimes, who also, I have something else that I meant to send you, but I didn't think you would have time to watch it, about Grimes. So put a pin in that. She and Musk met soon after. So like, how can you go from Amber Heard, who is like, I mean, she is like sexy, vivacious, she is the fire that burns, to Grimes, the most sexually non-threatening famous woman I've ever seen in my life, besides like the wife from The Shining, Shelley Duvall, you know? Like, I just
I love that that's your first thought on who am I least likely to want to fuck.
I know. I'm just thinking, like, who has the same essence as Grimes? Shelley Duvall.
Very,
like,
very funny. Actually, that's a great call, dude, because the ears.
Yeah. And like, Grimes' music is extremely cool and I love it. But like, when you hear Grimes herself speak, you're like, oh my God, this girl's a fucking nerd. But anyway, so Grimes, I guess, talks to this writer as well. And she described, or maybe this was somewhere else, I'm not sure actually where this came from, but Vanity Fair doesn't say specifically when Grimes said this, but it says Grimes described Heard as chaotic evil, where she is chaotic good.
She memed it. That's from the meme.
Oh, it was a meme. Okay. I didn't know if she tweeted it or something, but yeah, she said Heard is chaotic evil and Grimes is chaotic good. I don't know if you can put that on yourself, that like, oh, well, my ex, my my baby daddy's ex-girlfriend is the evil one and I'm the good one. Like, it's like, okay, come on. And also she's been kind of like, and I love the idea of Amber as chaotic evil, because I don't think she's evil. I just think she's literally hanging out, being herself, and these men lose their minds over her. She's like, she is like a, she's a, what are the things? Is it just the sirens, the ones that sing and make those sailors crash their boats? Like, ooh, that's,
yeah.
Okay. Now for the Grimes thing that I saw, there was a debate this week in New York about whether feminism helps or something. I don't know. It was basically like a trolling.
Does like, feminism help?
I forget what their actual tagline was. It was like, did feminism work? And it was like all trolls. It was Barry Weiss moderating it. Tim Dillon was the opener. And like, the girls from Red Scare, which I would love to hear what he said, because he's hilarious and I love him. The girls from like Red Scare were there. Like, it was clearly people who were going to be like, no, feminism is dumb. And Grimes was one of the speakers. So I saw a clip on Instagram, because most people, it was, like I said, very clearly an attempt at trolling. Most people have been ignoring it, which is hard, because it would be fun to talk about and deconstruct, but people are not taking the bait on it, because that's what they want. You know what I mean? But I did see, so the only person who I've seen covering it in any meaningful way is House and Habit, who was also the lady who was super pro Johnny Depp during the trial. And she posted a clip of Grimes speaking, and Grimes is so inarticulate, and the things she's saying are so misinformed. She says like every three words. It was so hard to watch and hard to listen to. I couldn't believe it. I was like,
Molly, none of her children even have sayable names. Of course she's inarticulate.
Right, right.
She's trying to bring us into the, my baby's name is a crisis, by the way. Did you see, though, that 4 days ago, she and Elon welcomed their third child, and this one actually did have a pronounceable name. Virgo season, Virgo baby, Techno Magnus or something.
Techno Mechanicus. Well, it's funny because someone had written on one of her Instagrams, it was someone famous, had said, oh my God, you should name your next baby Techno. And she was like, wow, great idea. And then she did. But it just became public. It just became public a couple days ago. The baby is, I think, older now. She's also fighting she's fighting with Elon and his new baby mama, Siobhan, whose name is spelled wrong. Siobhan Zillis. Yeah. And they've been fighting on Twitter also. And she was like saying that Elon isn't letting her see her son and stuff like that. But I just want to say the things she said, the point that she was making in this clip I saw that was so incredibly stupid. She was saying that the problem with the women's movement and feminism is that it doesn't focus on the women who are most downtrodden. She was saying there's 44 million women missing in India right now, so nothing that we're all going through is really that big of a deal. And it's like, girl, first of all, you don't get to comment on anyone's hardships when you're getting child support paid by a billionaire. You've forfeited that right.
And it was also like a clear choice. Like if anything, Grimes, now you're now three children with him are three of like 15 or something. It's like, you knew what you were doing.
Yeah. And also Grimes, okay, go help them then. Go find the ladies. What the fuck else are you doing? Go find the ladies. And I understand.
Why don't you make beats that heal the downtrodden women?
Right. Like, I understand her point, because corporate feminism is a huge issue and it is very annoying. And when we do focus on only doing like climbing the corporate ladder, it's not cool. But it was just such a sophomoric point to be like, well, there's like women that are like missing in India. And like, why don't we like care about that? And it's just like, well, speak for yourself. Why don't you care about that, Grimes?
Right. Like, okay. Another theme of this moon, Molly. Another theme of this new moon in Virgo is like, one of the activities actually I was thinking that we could do tonight is like write down all of our gripes, not our Grimes, write down all of our gripes about the world. and then basically like ask what we're doing about it. Like, we all are out here complaining about and finding reasons that X, Y, and Z is bad. Grimes, if you are going to make that the thing that you share on your at your forum appearance, and you have all the resources available in the world,
right,
but you're not doing anything, like, yeah, then okay, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Why don't you lead the way, Grimes?
Yeah, it was just
give us some examples. But the other thing too is, it's as if she hasn't been on Earth, like, even present enough to know that, like, it's as if she's like, yeah, but like, feminism needs to be intersectional, and it's like, okay, yeah. Like, that's part of the conversation already. You're not like, it's not like she's bringing up straws when we're talking about the oil spills.
Yeah, and the difference is, most people, when they talk about feminism needing to be intersectional, are trying to fix that. But
right, she's just like, bringing it up as if she's never even heard that anyone's even talking about that yet.
Right, for her, she's doing what Republican men do, which is, well, women in Saudi Arabia can't even drive, so stop bitching. You know, it's like,
well, but it makes a lot of sense then that she would choose to have her children with, like, maybe the most Republican guy, whether he says that he's that or not, in the land.
I would say he's like the most libertarian guy, you know?
Yeah. Well, but yes, but like, right, like, what are, it'll be interesting to see over the next 100 years how the parties evolve.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, tell me.
She's not a Democrat. All I'm saying is, she's not a Democrat.
Yeah.
And no, he's not a Democrat.
they're both like techno libertarians or something.
Techno mechanics libertarians.
Yeah. Okay, tell me the astrology that you wanted to tell me.
Well, first and foremost, like we predicted early on during this ep, and like Kanye's Pisces full moon, here we are on the Zoom, walking our way through the dark to find the perfect podcast episode. You want to know what Elon's moon is?
What?
Yeah, guess.
Virgo.
He's a Virgo moon. My list, like before, it is long. It is chaotic. And because my Kylie Timothy charts weren't up yet, I was like, let's riff. This article you sent me, interesting. I forgot he was a Virgo moon. And yet we begin the beginning of the celebrity trash portion of the pod with the most apropos person on my list so far on the Virgo moon, Elon Musk, right? So that's beautiful in and of itself. We'd love to see it. But what I think is mostly fascinating. No. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. That's a bad way to put it.
I like it. On the Virgo moon.
But you know what I mean? It's like, there's a lot. I mean, astrology in and of itself, fascinating.
Mostly.
Okay. So you get what I mean? Completely. Thank you. I feel seen. So what I think is interesting about when I'm looking at the chart of both Amber Heard and Grimes, and like you mentioned, I think it was on the Patreon, but you were like, Virgo season, we're talking about grooming, we're talking about the young women, the virgins, you know, the story of, you know, the vestal virgins, like the nuns of mythology, basically. The long and short of it is that they all got raped. And virgin at that time also didn't actually mean virginal in terms of doesn't have sex. I read a book on it, actually, I'm like, do you comprehend that? What was the point? But I believe the point was something along the lines of, virgin didn't mean virginal. It meant creative in the absence of sex or men. It didn't mean you did or didn't have sex. It meant the vestal virgins, who are the muses of dance and poetry and, you know, Calliope and Thalia and all of the muses, Zeus's muses, were there doing their work and living out creative lives in a not, like, the Barbie movie was a feminine led film that wasn't about sex. That's what the vestal virgins were. And when we're talking about Virgo, we're not just talking about the purity and the purification of and the virginal women. We're talking about gaggles of them. So it's funny that we're talking about Virgo moon Elon Musk, and now just two out of his gaggle of women have something in common that I think is worth noting. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And what do they have in common?
Okay. So per the conversation we were having right before this, if I don't cut it, is that, number one, both Grimes and Amber Heard opposite of your potential baby's fate is that they both have north nodes conjunct their sun.
Oh.
Interesting, right?
And what are
like,
they?
So Grimes, mother of Oculus Grimes, is that funny? is a Pisces sun opposite Virgo, conjunct the North Node.
Okay.
So she's a North Node Pisces, Sun Pisces. She is meant to be acting actually exactly how she is. I don't do language, I do beats, but like also you can now go on an app, an AI app where you can take her voice and make whatever music you want with it. That's so fucking Pisces, Sun Pisces, North Node. And it would make sense to me because she has her midheaven, her legacy in Virgo, that she would attach herself to a Virgo moon like Elan. Because it's like, well, yeah, ultimately, a lot of what she's doing is, aside from like the artistry and the weirdness, and I like got surgery, not my tits, not my waist, not my legs, my ears, make them elfish. She is a midheaven. Her legacy is in Virgo. So whatever she's doing it perfectly. Now, Amber Heard also is a North Node conjunct the sun. So interesting. It's slightly out of sign. Amber's North Node, actually, it's she's having a nodal return right now, but her North Node is at the very, very last degree and the last 29 degrees, 59 minutes. So like the minute that Amber was born, the sun moved into Taurus and the North Node moved into Aries. So she's a 29 degree and 59 minute North Node in Aries conjunct her 1 degree Taurus sun. But either way, it's still a North Node sun. Exact like conjunction, which is the same as Grimes. So what's interesting to me about this is Elon, say whatever you want about him, but he's absolutely picking the women and helping to highlight, bring forward, give attention to these women whose life's work is to continue more and more to become themselves. Grimes, Pisces. Now, Amber's interesting. Amber is Taurus, but with a North Node in Aries. So she's actually meant to be, what is Taurus, if not the most actually physically sensual sign?
Mm-hmm.
North Node in Aries at the very last degree, though, it's like in a little bit of a rebel, fuck you, my own way energy with it. But either way, North Node conjunct the sun people are meant in this life to get out of the shadows and into page six. So great job on that, ladies. Elon, way to pick them. Now, the other interesting thing about
really funny for a bit, anytime a billionaire is going for a celebrity, you know,
right,
because
like
you're just
like, they can pick them all. They have their pick of the.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah, wouldn't you think that they would want like Elon, his first wife was sort of a stay-at-home mom vibe. He started with like a woman he I think met in college, I don't know. And
wow.
It's so, she wrote this really great essay, personal essay for, I think it was Marie Claire, about their marriage. And she said
I would love to read that.
On their wedding night, while they were having their first dance as a couple, he whispered in her ear, "I am the alpha of this relationship."
Hey, on their, like, on the wedding dance floor?
On the dance floor.
Oh my God, that's psychotic.
I know. And it's funny because, and then she goes through how, you know, she had five kids for him. She went blonde, which was apparently, I mean, brunettes are always putting a lot of weight on blondness that is very cringe for them and they need to get over it. But
you guys just get so much attention.
I know, but just you're allowed to go blonde if you want. No one's forcing you and there's no morality attached to it. But so she attaches, do you know what I mean? She's like,
yeah, oh, totally.
I dyed my hair blonde for you. It's like, all right, girl, but whatever. But anyway, he goes first for this woman who he is saying to her, "I'm the alpha." And it's like, well, obviously not if you have to say it. And
I was just going
to
say, an alpha doesn't need to
say it ever, let alone at the first dance at your wedding. And then,
okay, alpha.
Yeah. He kind of pushes her into this sort of subservient stay-at-home mom, Stepford wife life that she says she didn't really want. And now he goes for women who are definitely not so beta. So it's like, that's what kind of he probably wanted from the beginning, but he thought he wanted this Don Draper, Betty Draper lifestyle. But it's right. Like, no, he wants these aliens like Amber Heard and Grimes. And you know what I mean? I don't know. It's an interesting evolution. It makes him seem, it makes him seem like a probably more interesting person than he deserves to. I don't know. I like that he, even though I think he's a douchebag, I like that he dates women like Amber Heard and Grimes.
Well, our Virgo Moon Elon has his North Node in Aquarius, exactly conjunct his Mars, aka what makes his dick hard. So when you say he just likes, yeah, he loves, yeah, South Node in Leo, the first thing that he committed to because he was comfortable with it was something a little bit more, you're the wifey that stays at home, Leo South Node with the kids, and I'm the alpha, don't forget, put on the fridge and the magnets. Can you imagine having like the letter alphabet magnets? And I'm the dad. Elon's the alpha. Dad's the alpha. Never forget 9/11. Like, right? But actually, his North Node, part of the purpose of his life, not only is that North Node conjunct Mars in Aquarius being like, let's go to Mars also. I want to die on Mars. It's actually in his chart. But him being turned on by, attracted to these women that are aliens is accurate astrologically.
That's cool. Do you want to hear all his
really
kids'
cool
names?
I'm dying to.
Well, let's start with him and his siblings' names. Because, really? Okay, his parents are named Errol and May, which are crazy names. May is not crazy, but it's definitely ahead of its time for a woman who is 75 years old. Actually, it was an old vintage name, but still.
Oh, I feel
whatever.
Like June is kind of vintage. June's yeah, kind of vintage.
And it was, but whatever. So, okay.
April.
May and Errol Musk had three children, Elon, Kimball, and Tosca.
Whoa.
Tosca. So that's interesting.
The first thing that I think real quick off the bat is, while Errol is at home watching Succession, is he like, this should have been about us. Like, those are names that only a father that is planning on turning his rich kid's life into a HBO show would name them. Tosca, what, Kimball? Not, you know, not Kendall, yeah. not Kim, not even Kimberly, Kimball.
I know. And he owned an emerald mine in apartheid South Africa, the dad. So he is just, you know, dad, that dude. Definitely that level of evil, that
blood diamond vibes.
Yeah, literally. So now these are the names of Elon Musk's children. These are the children that he had with Justine Wilson, his first wife. Oh, this is sad. They had a son in 2002 named Nevada Alexander Musk, and he died of sudden infant death syndrome, which is horrific.
I do think it's important to mention, just in
Elon's narrative, because it's like, okay, he had, that's a trauma that no matter how rich you are is very real.
You will never get over that. No wonder he's obsessed with having 900 kids.
Yes. Yes.
I would be too. I mean, this is like being 100%. Pregnant right now. There is nothing I want more than to not be pregnant. But like, if that were to happen to me, God forbid, I would be.
I can't.
Literally the next month, I would be pregnant again. Like, I just would be like, you just would need to, you would want to fill the hole somehow, even though you can't. And having kids, more kids wouldn't fill it. Like, what else? You know what I mean? Like, I kind of understand the instinct after that happens to you to be.
I have a very funny, real story for you, but we'll save it for the Patreon. But I understand completely just from a past life perspective.
I cannot imagine what your funny sudden infant death past life story.
Sorry, I got one. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. So that was their first kid. Sad. Griffin and Vivian, the next kids they have. So Vivian chose her name because she is she's trans.
Oh, his cool name. Yeah, love that.
His daughter Vivian, but she's a twin with Griffin. And we won't dead name her just to make fun of her original name because of Elon's weird taste in names, but Griffin. Then he has, they also use IVF to welcome triplet sons after that, Kai, Saxon, and Damien.
Okay.
So they did IVF twice for twins and then for triplets. And this is what I always wonder, and I think a lot of people also have talked about this. Did they select to have all boys?
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
And even if you can, one of them is going to be like, I'm Vivian. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
you can't
exactly.
control when the baby's born. You can't control my gender.
Well, you can control their chromosomes. And
you
that
can?
Like, yeah, if you're having IVF, they know what the they sequence. You just have to look if it's XX or XY.
Oh, I don't think I would want to know if that's the route I ever go.
Well,
I just want like healthy. I'd be like, which one is the one that looks like it's like not going to be fucked up?
There was someone on Real Housewives who Teddy Mellencamp, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, who she went through her first child. She had through IVF and they went through several cycles and they kept having a really, really hard time because they were so, so desperate to only have a boy. And if they had just given up on that and had a girl, it would have happened a lot sooner. And she
talked about that is so embarrassing for her.
I know. And then she also talked about how her son had chronic health problems. And she's like, is this, she only touched on this for 1 second, which I couldn't believe because it's such an interesting question to hear a parent ask. But she was like, did I bring this on him by being so obsessive about the like sex selection?
I give her credit for at least interrogating herself on that on national television. That's actually, okay, I take it back. I like that that is what we've always said. Reality TV is this sort of like petri dish for real actual rich people issues.
Yeah, and you wouldn't really see that on scripted because I don't know.
No way.
Yeah, but yeah, so those are his first five kids. Then he has X-A7 Musk. He was married to Tallulah Riley twice but they didn't have any kids.
And that was also we should look at her chart like on the Patreon after we read the book or when we, because that'd be interesting to see who got him like that. That's going down bad too, to marry and then remarry.
I know he's down bad. He loves love.
He loves love.
So then he starts dating Grimes in May. They have X Ash A12.
Right. That's a very Grimes name.
A12. He is 2 years old.
She's a better coder than public speaker, I would bet.
Yeah. And then definitely. And then they had two girls in a row. Exa Dark Sidereal, sounds like Venereal Musk, which is Grimes's daughter. Exa was given the nickname Y after their other child being named X. Oh my God. So the boy is X and then the daughter they named Exa.
Also, nothing worse than Venereal Musk. Speaking of BO.
Oh, Sidereal Musk. Yeah, that's a
weird... tough. That's tough.
Then he had twins with Siobhan Zillis. And I guess we don't know their names. And then we have Technomechanicus.
Which is my favorite of the names so far.
Is it? Because it sounds like
At least it's pronounceable. Yeah, and it's sort of fun for this new Aquarian age. I think he'll get a lot of, like, there were kids when I was growing up that did have, like, genuine, like, Montana was, like, a cool name. Lissadel was a cool name.
Oh, yeah.
Name for the cliffs of Lissadel where she was conceived. TMI, but that's what it was. Ireland. But I think Techno is really cool. I would love to be like, yeah, my new boyfriend, Techno.
I think if you name your kid after where they were conceived, you should withhold that. Just be like, we really liked it. We went on a trip there before you were born and we thought it was great.
Yeah. But no.
Because if you have a weird name like that, like Lissadel, and people are like, oh, why'd your parents pick that? You have to tell them about your parents boning every time.
I'll tell you this, though. My grandmother knows where she was conceived. She was conceived on the boat while her parents were immigrating to America. And she is a Pisces sun, Cancer moon. And I just find that to be really poetic.
Wow.
She was conceived on the seas and her chart is the seas.
What's her name? Bodie? Botrude?
Close. Barbara, she goes by Babs.
Babs on a boat.
Babs on a boat. You go, girl.
That's really cute.
Shinato Vababs. Ocean girl. And she grew up on the ocean in New London, and all she cares about is ocean, and now she sells photographs of the ocean for a living.
I love that. The ocean has very healing qualities.
Mm.
Indeed. Barbie would be a cute name. Barbara and Babs are really cute names that I think are due for a comeback, but I do think that it's too soon past the Barbie movie.
Well, if I were to have children, I kind of already know what the first one's name would be, but it would have to be, Jews don't name after people that are still alive, but by the time, right. If I ever have kids with technology somehow, I could be in my 50s, so at that point, grandma will be gone, and I have always thought Babs, not Barbara and not Barbie, but Babs as the name, I think Babs is very cute.
Yeah.
Starry Sand, my grandma, all my faves.
Yeah, I like it. It's really cute. I can't wait till I can tell you and everyone what my name is gonna be. It's gonna be so soon.
I would have pressed you on it further, but I actually respect Nick.
I know, this is the thing. The real tea is I've told probably 20 people, but I definitely told it to you.
I just remember him. Well, then I think it is.
I don't know, because the thing is I told people all the ones we were choosing from, because I really find it so fun to talk to people about that. Like, some people are like, oh, I don't want to tell because I don't want to know what their opinion is. And I'm just like, I don't give a fuck what their opinion is. I love talking about names. I think it's really interesting.
Same, dude. And, I love it.
But then Nick was like, when we did kind of decide on what it was going to be, he was like, you have to stop talking to people about it because, like, all these people kind of know it and it's supposed to be a surprise. And I was like, shit, you're right. You're actually right. So I just stopped.
I just put in the chat which one.
I know it's not that one.
It's not that. Okay.
It's not that. And I'll tell you an exact reason why it's not that, because no offense, but you spelled it wrong. And I know that everyone's going to spell it wrong. We're not
Virgos. That's a Virgo quality that we don't want to lose. Great thinking.
Yeah. We're not going Irish because I just know that it will drive me up a wall that people can't spell or pronounce it properly. It will
especially
piss me off.
If she is a Virgo, it will piss her off too. Way to set her up for success. Yeah. Good job, mom.
Right. Cause we are moving to Ireland, inshallah, in January, if the deal goes through. But
so fun. Like,
she's gonna be spending a ton of time in the US. She's gonna have American cousins, American family, and I just truly cannot deal with people being like, what's her name again? So I'm opting out of that.
Okay.
Irish middle name, not first name.
I knew that.
Yeah. It's perfect to put it in the middle. And the other thing is you can't anglicize it. Like Elon Musk's new current girlfriend, Siobhan, she spells it H-I-V-O-N. And the way it's supposed to be spelled in Irish is S-I-O-B-H-A-N.
Everyone knows there's a B. That's like part of it.
Yeah. So like when you anglicize it, it's literally not Irish anymore. Irish is a language. So you're putting it in a different language. So you can't anglicize you can. People can do whatever they want. But for me, I don't want to give her an anglicized Irish name either, because then it's like, well, it's not Irish.
What's the difference? Right. What's the difference? Yeah. I will say I really appreciate in retrospect that Shiv on Succession was named Shiv because the father was from Scotland, which means it actually was probably spelled with a B.
Yeah, it was definitely spelled properly.
She was real deal.
Shiv as a nickname was the funniest shit ever.
It's genius. Shivved
her brothers. Like she, it was so, it was genius. Just, it perfection. Was there. Perfection. I like Virgo Siobhan, perfection. But that's the thing is people are going to be like, Sayobahan, and you're just going to be like, oh my God, please. I know. It's so annoying.
I do like the name though.
It's such a cool name. There's just so many cool Irish names, but
And
my friends who do have Irish names who live here in London are like, it's so annoying. Like even the ones whose names I think are pretty common that I've met plenty of people with those names. They're like, no, still when I go to Starbucks, people cannot handle it. So
dude, when I go to Starbucks and there's an H on my name, I'm like, come on. So yeah, I can't even imagine if it was like really all the way off.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, we just talked about Elon Musk for an hour. So that's an episode.
That's part of why he's Elon Musk, because we didn't even mean to. And yet, he's North Node conjunct Mars in Aquarius. We can't seem to stop talking about him in terms of the collective and all of his big public choices. Good job, Elon. Yeah.
And we got to read this Walter Isaacson book because I'm always trying to make sense of Elon Musk because, you know, like, being married to a straight man, they all idolize him for whatever reason, or they all just think he's vaguely cool. Like they're all amused by him. They're always like, oh, certainly. Yeah, Elon Musk is doing this. And
amused douche. Instead of amused douche. This episode was an amused douche for Kylie and Timmy.
yes, which we're gonna get to the next time we see a photo of them. But I always am like, well, no, he sucks. He's a dickhead. And everyone's like, well, why? And I'm like, I don't know exactly. So I need to read the book. I think hopefully it's not too, boostery of him. Hopefully it's realistic and honest, even though he and Grimes and Amber Heard all talked to the writer, which is such a coup. Like, that's such a good get for the writer. And the thing with stuff like that is, okay, the writer might not be as honest about his douchey side, but the writer is putting out a bunch of great quotes. So then the next writer is going to be able to glean the douchiness and publish that. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it takes all kinds. You need authorized biographies and unauthorized biographies and memoirs. You need everything to get the full picture.
We love to see it. Everyone welcome here. Do what you do and nothing more.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to tell you. Okay. So the one thing about both Grimes, when this book comes out, we'll book club it. And then I want to look at Tallulah. I want to look at Justine. But just in this case, what I find fascinating is you were describing Amber in a way that was, I think literally what you said was like, she is a siren. Well, wouldn't you know, Amber's Venus, you know, how she attracts, what makes her attractive is exactly conjunct Lilith. So she actually is a sexually powerful, rebellious, terrifying demon of the night. We love to see it.
What sign are they both in? Are her Venus and Lilith in?
Taurus. So she's like a Lilith dictator, I guess.
She's like a sexual dictator.
Yeah, and especially in Taurus, which is such a sensual sign. Yeah, the way that she like works the men is through cosplay and giving them their wild. That's why she pretended to like poetry for Johnny. She knows what the fuck she's doing.
I think she likes poetry too.
Sure, but remember she was like that French. I just feel like at that time we were like, she definitely studied before that audition. She didn't know she was trying to date him. She was like, oh, you drink this particular red wine and read this poet no one's ever heard of? French poet.
Yeah.
Grimes is a Virgo. Happy Virgo new moon. Is a Virgo midheaven with Lilith conjunct her Virgo midheaven. Grimes and Amber both have prominent dominant Lilith public facing energy in their charts.
Perfect. Grimes, I have to say, does not give me Lilith, but
well, cool. What's interesting, though, it's like her legacy with Lilith in Virgo. To me, that's like almost like she's doing It's almost like she's subversive by doing sex and baby making like via coding and like in an almost non-sexual way, in like a virginal way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, and I do think even if she doesn't have the language, I mean, even Lilith in Virgo, one of the things would be like, don't reject me because I can't put words together properly. You could never name your kitty Ixalan Flossless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Subversive as fuck. And right, makes really weird. She is a really subversive, but very technically perfect creator.
Yeah, she is. She's really creative. She's got, I mean, I'm shitting on her for being inarticulate, but she has skills that I will never even approach.
And she has three babies from a billionaire and she's set for fucking life. And I don't even know if she's ever had sex with him.
Damn. Now that is a great point.
Go Grimes. Go Grimes.
Yeah. Also, I know this is tacky to speculate on, but obviously there's, you know, the word on the street that Amber Heard's baby daddy could be Elon. Who knows?
It's a rumor that I didn't even want to bring up here because I know there is no.
And you thought I would scold you for it, but then I thought
you would scold me, but I think about it every single day. Okay. And no, I mean, but that's ridiculous, but I think that's his baby.
They had a legal battle over embryos, if I remember correctly, which I hope is in this book because that is so fascinating to me.
Yeah. It's like Elon is literally the Nick Cannon of the white guys. Get over it.
Yeah. I was watching a lot of TikTok yesterday. I don't know why. I haven't been on TikTok in a long time. And for some reason yesterday I watched it for like 4 hours. And
wonderful. Don't question it. Now we're gonna find out why you had to say this on the pod.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's it. For some reason I got two different IVF girlies. Girls who were born of IVF because they're all coming of age now. Whoa. The first IVF babies.
Oh my God, that's so interesting.
So the one girl was like, my parents still have 4 or 5 embryos. And my sister is also one of the embryos. My younger sister is one of the embryos from the same crop that I came from. So technically we're twins. We're fraternal twins, but she's two years younger than me. And she's like, I have this weird wish to one day give birth to one of my other twins with those embryos. And she could.
What's wild is one of the things on my list that we don't need to even harp on for 1 second, and we're not going to get to it, and we didn't. But it's funny because one of the things that I thought would be kind of interesting to discuss is the star, Julia Hart, I guess, the star of My Unorthodox Life.
Yes, in her new tell-all. Love that show.
Okay, well, she, today on Page 6, there's an article about how she breastfed her brother because she and her mother, I guess, had babies around the same time, and she breastfed her brother. And I was like, what?
No.
And it's just weird that you're saying that. And like, I don't know, I sort of think it's weird to like have your mother's embryo.
Yeah, because then your dad's jizz is
inside. He's so weird. Oh,
I guess technically God. Your dad's jizz, you are your dad's jizz, we so are. Why not?
Yeah, I'm Andy. You're Paul.
Yeah. Wait, she breastfed her brother?
No. Okay, I Google it. I almost sent you the article. That's what I was like reading this morning when I was waking my brain up, and I was like, how could this be? And I was watching interviews and I was like, wait. And I was like, should we talk about this today? But I haven't watched the show, so I didn't even look at her chart. And I'll look at her chart while you look that up real quick.
God, that is, I'm sorry.
That is gnar.
Yeah. Okay. What's it say? This is from Page 6. Julia Hart revealed she breastfed her brother, who's 23 years younger than her and just a few months younger than her eldest daughter, after her mom asked her to. You want to hear a real mind fuck? I nursed my brother, she told Amanda Hirsch during Tuesday's episodes of Not Skinny, Not Fat. My mother's like, oh, you're already nursing your daughter. Take this one too. And so I ended up nursing my brother and my daughter.
Well, we know what his porn search is. We know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sister stuff is gonna hit hard with the boy.
That is so crazy.
It's gnarly to me. That's gnarly to me.
I know. I get,
not to be judgmental, but ew. Is that judgmental? It's Virgo. We can judge.
That's the other thing I keep getting on all my pages. I get all of this, like, the weird thing when you get pregnant and you start getting suggested all the stuff from the algorithms is some of it is so blatantly like fetish content, first of all. Mm-hmm. Of, like, big swollen, like obviously no one, like it, every pregnant body is beautiful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But some of the videos are literally just like a woman with like the most swollen bump you've ever seen. And like all the comments are from men. And it's just like people with these weird fetishes. And then I keep getting like breastfeeding videos that also feel like borderline fetishy, where the baby is like, I don't know. It's just really weird. And I'm like, ew, how do I get these off of my feed? But I got this one where this girl was like, I'm babysitting my sister's kid and I'm breastfeeding him. Does anyone, do you think that's okay or something? Like, she posted a reel that's a video of her breastfeeding her nephew and like asking for people's opinion on it. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if this is fetish or just the most fucked up ploy for views ever, but like, I don't know. Technically, it's not weird because it's what people always did. I mean, for generations, centuries, that was how women took it. They didn't have refrigerators to refrigerate your milk.
Wait, if that's so interesting.
Yeah, that's what women did. If you were lactating, you were feeding every baby that you were watching.
Wow. So, like, wow. Whoa.
Yeah. And that's what, you know what a wet nurse is? It was like back in the day, they thought it was like undignified and low breeding to breastfeed. So if you were a rich woman and you got pregnant, you had a kid, you did not nurse, you paid a poor woman to nurse your kid for you.
A poor woman who also had just had a baby?
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe she had a baby 2 years ago and she's keeping her supply up because she's a wet nurse by trade. That's her job.
Wait, keeping her, you meaning, I guess I just don't know enough about how much I've actually never liked milk, even just from the, I, you know, anything a little half and half fine, but I used to tell people in school, I was allergic to milk. So like, clearly I was, I don't know. I think I was just speed fed or whatever from the utero, but what I'm thinking is, and we can get into this another time, probably a Patreon, but when I do think about the collective astrology moving forward and how communal I think things are going to become, more village vibes, it will be interesting to see how the wet nurse biz, or even just the way that we support each other in apocalyptic times. How do I say it?
Apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic times. No, not yet. No, not yet. But we are going to have major revolutions in the area of Pluto moving through Aquarius for the next 40 years of revolutionizing for the people. And it's, we are going to be brought back into, like, why is social media now kind of on the downs? No one's posting because IRL, whether we're locked down or not, is more important than ever, because actually community, even like Spirit Baby Lady said to me, she's like, even if you never made money in your life, you'll always be able to do whatever you want and have all the money in the world because you have healer currency. I am an essential worker, no matter what. People will always need my help. So like, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see how, as money changes, as currency changes, as our world continues to move into AIville, I think we're going to be clinging to our, like, in real life earth families, aside from the Zoom, which is obviously the best way to podcast. But so, you know, I don't know. I can cut that whole thing if it's not interesting, but that's an interesting thing to think about, like, without the judgment and the like, ew, my baby, your baby aside, I totally get what you're saying, where actually functionally
it's completely natural.
And it seems actually tribally bonding.
Yeah. But why are you making a reel about it?
Right. And also,
you know what I mean? Like, especially because it's like, I don't know, the fact that it's like a boy baby and she went out of her way to be like, this is not my child. This is a like different little boy, because like all those fetishy people, that's what they're thinking about. Like, they're putting themselves in the position. And you know what I mean? Like, so it was so creepy to me because I was like, does this girl know she's making something that's going to be like turning creeps on? And also, like, how does she not know that? I mean, I guess maybe she's just a really sweet person who really cares about keeping babies healthy, and she just didn't know. But it was just such a, like, the presentation of this reel was so weird that I was just like, ugh. And I had to hold it down and hit not interested.
If you have the wherewithal, I can't be making, I don't make, I'm not on TikTok. I can't, reels fine. I'm really not doing good. I'm not doing well on the internet right now. Okay. I've all but but ejected myself from all communications completely other than telepathy and the Space Trash podcast and the Moon Yule. So like literally, sorry. Find me at the Moon Yule if you want to talk IRL. Listen to the podcast, join the Patreon if you want to make a comment. And otherwise, I'm nearly unreachable. Sorry. Good. Yeah, I'm with it. But it's like, yeah, if you have it in you to make a reel, you're not like, people won't think anything of this. I just love being helpful breastfeeder.
Right.
She knows.
She knows it shouldn't be controversial for women to help each other out in that way. It shouldn't.
Sure.
It should
be, this is so interesting.
It should be accepted, but it's not yet. We're not there yet. It's still, right. Boobs are still seen as highly sexual by the general public. And like, you know that you're making something that could very easily fall into the wrong hands digitally. And there's a little kid in it. There's a little baby involved. It's so weird.
The wrong hands, like digitally, like the fingers. Oh, but also I think, I mean, to me, the first thing that jumped out to me as why it's weird, aside from just like kind of like, it's just really personal, similar to like even the way that Chloe's been about Tristan, or no, Chloe's been about, what's the baby's name?
Tatum.
The way that Chloe's been about Tater Tot this whole time, it's like, we're in an age where like, they're going to grow up. Like, I would not want my peers in the first grade to know that I sucked my aunt's titty. Like, yeah. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? It's just like, write a think piece on it. Write it for the New Yorker. Do an op-ed in the Times. We don't need a reel circulating virally on the internet so that as your child, so that as your nephew ages, he's like, wait, can you take that? Like, things online, stay online.
And present it in the most, like, lightning rod low for brow. Controversy way possible.
And just, like, trashy.
Literally, the writing on the screen, it was a video of her breastfeeding, and the writing on the screen was like, I'm breastfeeding my sister's son. What do you think about that? Or, like, do you think that's bad or something? It was like she was asking for it to go viral, either for people to yell at her or for people to like act really weird.
I mean, if anything, she should have said like, I'm breastfeeding my sister's son for the likes and so that we can support our family when I become like a controversial momfluencer. Like, just say what you're doing. Like, put it out there. If you can make this about actually helping the son in the end, help this go viral no matter how controversial, because we need to send him to college in 18 years, fine. But like, do you know what I mean? Don't be like, what do you guys think? Let's just exploit my baby on my tit. It's like, not even my sister's baby.
Yeah.
The other person's like, ugh.
It wasn't even like, I'm breastfeeding my sister's baby. Let's normalize women helping each other out in this way. It wasn't even that. It was, do you think it's weird or do you think it's okay? It's so weird.
Bro, I don't even like when I see people posting my cat online, and I don't even live with my cat anymore. Like, when people go to Randy's house and they're like, John the cat, I'm like, keep John off your stories. Don't use John for the stories. John's my cat. Yeah. This is Randy's cat. We don't need you to we don't need you to fucking get likes off of John. John's on a lot of people's grids and it fucking bothers me. Sorry, imagine, he's cute, but he's not your fucking cat. He's my cat.
Yeah. Imagine being that baby's mom and seeing that on your Instagram. Like, you're at work or something and you look and you're like, oh, I wonder how the kid's doing. And you're like, oh my God, 250,000 views of him getting nursed by my sister. What the fuck?
Well, and they've got to be close enough that like they're doing holidays. It's like the Thanksgiving conversation this year could be so weird.
It's very weird. I'm sure.
Imagine the grandparents knowing. How did it go? How did it go, Karen? That video you posted of Jimmy sucking your teat. Did it do well? Is there merch? I mean, what are we doing? His
name is definitely like Atticus or something, or like road sign. Like, he's definitely got a
kiss my sister's teddy baby. That's kind of disgusting.
No. Oh my God. Okay. I have to pee really bad.
Go pee, and then we're gonna come back for a real quick Patreon, because we did promise them Kylie and Timmy.
All right, we did it again. We managed to cobble together a full episode about one topic and some other stuff.
And it all is related to the Virgo new moon. The astrology is what is.
I'm proud of us. Sarah, the moon yule is tonight. The new moon is in Virgo tonight.
Yeah, you guys are going to want to be there, because I also am dying at the moon yule. We're going to talk about Ruby Frankie, the momfluencer who's now going to be incarcerated, and how fucked up that is.
Oh my God. That is like, oh,
I know that's
God.
Not a topic you would like. So we're saving it for the group on the Zoom manual. You're going to want to be there. We're also doing a script reading. We're also, Talia Brava is making her comeback tonight. So it's going to be great.
Oh my God.
Come to the Zoom manual. It starts at 9 p.m. EST. I will put the link in the show notes. And otherwise, if you miss it, it's every 2 weeks. Join us. It's so fun. Zoom house party. Commons. Yeah.
It's very fun. It's I can't go because I have to sleep, but
baby making.
I miss it a lot. I miss it a lot.
We miss you. We miss you.
So join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. I got a lot of great feedback on the Ashton and Mila episode we did earlier this week. And I just have to say, if you join the Patreon, you could hear another hour of us talking about that. patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast.
I want to just say, I nearly put that Patreon public because very rarely, especially even after I edit them, when I listen back to make sure I didn't fuck things up, I always listen right back because I'm like, what did you fuck up? What did you not take out? I was laughing out loud. It is one of the best. Our Patreon, Mila Ashton Part 2, is one of the best Patreon. It's one of the best episodes we've ever done. It is so fucking funny. The whole 9/11 chunk at the end has me rolling on the floor.
I still didn't listen to it yet because I haven't been going on as many walks because I have a baby corkscrewing into my cervix. And
right.
Which is bad because I should be walking because it helps. She's like prairie dogging it right now, which is good.
Oh,
because,
whoa.
You know what I mean? Like it loosens it. Like it helps you dilate to walk around and bounce on the bouncy ball and work out. Like, but it hurts more because I can literally feel her like descending. But so I need to go for a walk and listen.
Give it a listen. You're gonna love it. Or even in the bath, because I also put in a little bit of I didn't say that I was doing it, but I put in a little Easter egg for you and I want to see what you think.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I can't wait. Okay.
So join the Patreon, and you guys are tripping if you're missing it, because I think it's a joy. All the Patreon episodes are unfiltered, raw, and fucking hilarious.
And rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
If it's good. If you don't like us, move along.
Yeah. Don't do it if it's bad, but do it if it's good. Do it if it's good.
Come on.
And everybody get the new Elon Musk book, because we're going to read it.
We're going to read it. Also, side note, real funny, Desi, she always does this. For some reason, she calls him Leon Musk, and it just kills me every time. It makes me laugh every time.
Speaking of Desi, this is the last thing I'm going to say, because I think what we need to do, I think we should also read Heather Gay's book, Bad Mormon.
Oh my God, yes! I almost bought that for you. That's so funny.
I'm going to get it on my Kindle, and I'm going to start
reading it. Oh my God. Okay, I bought it. Let's do that.
So Sarah, this is what I need to tell you about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We do need to do an episode with Desi before the baby gets here, because do you know what they did?
And then
FYI,
she'll probably be your stand-in co-host until you're back. And Casey and Desi can switch off if they want.
Oh, good. That would be great. That would be great.
Yeah. But I've already teed Desi up and she is down.
Cool, cool, cool. Love you, Desi. Thank you so much. The thing that they did, that they revealed in the first episode of Salt Lake City, is that the new cast member is Jen Shah's former personal assistant who ratted on her to the feds.
Wait, Stuart?
No, her name is Monica, and she was working for Jen as an assistant. And she said, Jen one day said, hey, you know, you can make $600,000 if you just do this, this, and this. And she was like, what? This sounds like crimes. And she called her friend who was in the Secret Service, which, what? That makes no sense. But the Secret Service guy was like, oh, if that's what she's doing, she's going to jail. And so she quit and she cooperated with the feds. Whoa. And was like,
oh my God,
interrogated and stuff. And now she's a new cast member. And now she's a new cast member while Jen's in jail.
That's fucking great. Andy is back. And I'm in. I'm so fucking in. You know, Salt Lake City is the one of all of the franchises that I'm, or of all of the cities in the franchise that I'm the most interested in. So I was going to watch that either way. So yeah, let's do a Salt Lake City app. Let's definitely read Heather's book. Desi is dying to talk to you about the New York cast, because this is her first time really watching The Housewives, and she has a lot to say.
Okay, yeah. Well, you mean definitely.
We'll do a collab before the bebe.
The thing is, they need to get whoever's doing the casting in Salt Lake, they need to fly them to New York and get them to do the casting in New York, because the New York girls they don't have the crazy factor that you need for a good Real Housewives show. Like, they're all actually cool. And like, that's, it's fun to see. And I love it. And I'm obsessed with the show. I'm watching it every week. I do love it. Don't get me wrong. But like, they're just missing a kookiness. And some of them are trying to fake a kookiness. Like Uba, she's like, oh, I'm so, we're such crazy girls. We're all
Kooky. I got that from Uber day one. I'm like, oh, you're stealing the condensed coconut milk? It's like, okay, you would never do that if there weren't cameras here, homie.
Right. And like, that's not actually like kooky or interesting. You know what I mean? No. But like we need Ramona Singer shitting on the floor. Like, that's kooky. You know, we need Mary Cosby running a cult. That's what we're talking about. Like, come on.
Mary Cosby married to her grandpa running a cult.
Yeah. Like, this is what we need. Like, Salt Lake City needs to help New York with the casting for the next season. That's all I have to say.
And I'll say this, the one last thing on my list that we're not going to get to, but I just thought was fun, is that finding out that Jen, incarcerated Jen Shah, and Elizabeth Holmes, now going by Liz, have become friends in the pen.
I know. I'm dying to know how true it is, because it could be that they were seen talking once and someone, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't feel like they're the same type at all, but it would be interesting to hear their conversations for sure.
Yeah. So that's really interesting. Crazy. Okay.
We don't have to get into it, but what a fun time. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. See you at the moon you will later. And otherwise, we'll see you back next news break.
Yeah. Next time something happens,
we'll be here in your ear.
That's good.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.